online. Whoop, whoop, chicka, chicka.
Okay, let's see. Hello, is Mr. James available?
Hey, I'm here.
All right, yes, I saw that you called Mr. Stafford. So how'd the assessment go?
Good, as far as I know. I think it all went fine. I called you just to make sure, because I know we talked about the paperwork having to be in from the doctor, and that is apparently in. So the next step you were telling me, I believe that's what I'm calling to double check, is to basically reach out to them, correct?
The next step is financial. So the county assistance office, once the, if Maximus, the enrollment broker, if they consider you what's called Maximus approved, which is the Fed assessment as well as the physician form was approved, they will send your file to the county assistance office for it to be reviewed financially to ensure that you make under $2,900 a month and that you're under $80,000 of the in terms of the financial resources. Now, what that consists of is 5 years of bank statements. If you don't have five, they need a minimum of three. That would be.
Well, they sent me a letter. Yeah, they sent me a letter with all that, and we talked about before, and I had my bank send me that information. In an email.
So did it come yet?
No. I had my son check on it yesterday. It's not here.
Okay. Do you do online banking?
It's not
going to
be here this weekend. No.
Okay.
I just use my bank as a... it's through a check cashing place.
Oh, that's
card.
What I said. Okay. Right. All right. Well, that means that stuff is going to be scanned in instead of online, which I could download them. So, all right, whenever you get them, let me know. Also, do you have any life insurance?
No, I've got no other income besides what the state did.
No, okay, no car, no, and no, you don't have a deed to a home. Okay, so I'll
no,
need the bank statement. So yeah, when you get the bank statements, just let me know. So you have two options. Either you let me know, I review them, I scan them, and then I send them via email so we can keep the originals. Or you can choose to drop them off at the county assistance office in Parkside Avenue. I don't recommend the latter just because they're notorious for quote-unquote losing them or saying they never received
right.
the bank statement, right?
Right?
So I stopped dropping
right.
them off about 2 years ago. So I usually either email them via download or how your case would be is I get them, I have to scan them to my computer and send them in a PDF file.
Well, what I think I'll do is I'll ask them to send you a copy and me a copy again through email and just go from there.
That'd be perfect. If they can do that, that actually makes my job a lot easier and it makes it quicker.
Yeah, they're very accommodating. Last time I spoke to them, I just haven't received it yet.
All right, that works for me. Let me know what they say. Do you have my email address already?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Okay.
All right, like I said, just want to double check with you to see where what I might need to do on my end. As of right now, it's going back to the county assessment for them to make their assessment financially, whether I qualify or not.
Right.
And then I guess I'll just hear from them, correct?
Yeah, I'll actually, once we get the bank statements and submit them, about 2 weeks later, I usually follow up with them. They have 30 days to review it from the time they get. Once they get the notification from the enrollment broker, they have 30 days to review it. Now, the issue is that they can deny you based on them not receiving the information in a timely fashion. Now, they're really slick. What they do sometimes is that, like, say they receive the notification today from the enrollment broker that, hey, Mr. Stafford is ready to be reviewed financially. Well, they'll open your... You would do this, wouldn't you? Oh, my God. They'll open your file and see, oh, we haven't received the bank statements. Denied. And then they'll say, oh, we're denying you because we didn't receive your financial information. But when you do get that information, you send it in, we'll reopen your case. And the reason they'll try to deny you initially like that is because instead of 30 days, they get 60 days if they deny you. they get which was called redetermination, right? So they get twice as much time. So that's why it's normally good to give them the information as soon as possible, because they try to push for redetermination whenever they can.
Well, right? They told me that they told me when I did the interview on Tuesday that someone will be out, I guess, from Magnus to make the in-home assessment.
Oh, wait, that must be the Fed assessment. That must be area of aging. Because Maxwell should have already been out to you. That's how we started. Maxwell should have been.
Aging.
Area of aging?
The aging people came out first. And Maxwell has not come out.
Yeah, Maxwell has to come out first. Maxwell starts the application, starts the medical assistance application, unless they cancel on you. But normally,
I had a meeting before that. Someone was here. I'm trying to recall.
And then
the state came out because we had talked about it. But then someone still has to come out. Oh, I think they were talking that someone from your agency was coming out.
No.
Because you guys determine how. No? Okay.
No. Mm-mm. No, we wouldn't.
IAG doesn't do assessments. We just receive the information. It's not a.
So Maxwell does assessments and.
It should be Maxwell outsourced the medical assistance. And then the area of aging comes out in Philadelphia. That's PCA to do assessment.
PCA can, correct. So what I'll do is I'll follow up and make sure that you get the statements, and I'll call the agency on Monday. Excuse me, Tuesday. And ask him what my next appointment is, what the follow-up is.
Yeah. You can do that. Main thing for me is, tell your financial institution to send me the bank statement. If they can do that email, that's perfect.
Yeah, I'm going to call them right after I speak to you.
Okay, that works.
Sounds like you're busy with the kids. With that. I know it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
So you enjoy yourself. I appreciate the call back.
All right, thanks.
And we'll catch up next week early if I got some new information. And hopefully by the weekend, maybe keep a lookout that they may send that over this week. I doubt it, but who knows.
Okay.
I know. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Grab your